us here on the Neutral Zone. I am Phil Milani, joined as always by my esteemed colleague, my partner in crime. Really, the best way to describe this person is my everything. It's at Eric Dalala.
Phil, great to see you.
It's very nice to see you as well. What's so funny? Why are you smiling?
You're just happy to be here.
I know. It's been a little while since we've dropped a fresh episode.
Is that true?
I think, it's just been a little
while. Did we do one last week?
We did one last week. But this one, this one's going to be back to the interactive experience. Yeah, this is, we dropped one last week, but this is the first time we're all in studio for just a little bit.
That's true.
For being transparent.
Last week we talked about you changed your shirt finally.
I changed my shirt. It was starting to smell a little bit, but yeah, if you're watching on YouTube.
One since we're in a t-shirt.
Yeah. Casual.
It doesn't feel right if you just ask me.
Casual.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hot outside.
Whew. No QZs this time of year.
No.
Yeah. It's a.
Sleeveless
QZ.
When I was up in the mountains getting that ice helmet.
Yes.
I was wearing a QZ.
Somebody commented on Twitter and said, was he wearing a QZ under all that?
Of course,
yeah. It was a big moment when you discovered the helmet, the snow capped.
I was like, I ran back and I said, you guys are never going to believe what I found.
Yeah.
We got to do something with this.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Horcrux, you know, like it. And then like, you know, like.
You're going to destroy the helmet.
Well, you're like searching all over for him.
Yeah.
You know, and then you found it up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
You put it on, you start feeling a little grumpy.
Yeah. Maybe happy, maybe the reverse.
Oh, the reverse, yeah.
Yeah, you're like
an anti-Horcrux.
Yeah, it's an anti-Horcrux. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Then would it be hidden?
You're going way too deep.
You brought it up.
Well, I just thought that it was something funny.
I thought if the Horcrux does one thing, then we would do the opposite.
Yeah.
For the helmet.
So, maybe it just appeared then. Yeah. You were there searching and it appeared.
Showed up.
Yeah. It made itself visible for you to discover.
Yeah, it's just kind of floating there. It's nice. You like the helmet, Phil? Nice.
I like the helmet, yeah. Yeah, I think that white is kind of cool. White is in, you know. I think it'll look good with the color rush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's... of course, I feel like fans are like, oh, I want a whole full throwback uniform.
Yeah. People are never happy with what they get.
Yeah, but I think that the helmet is a good starting point.
Very cool. And Swanson and I both tried it on. Of course, they've not created or invented. Yeah, we've not invented a helmet yet that could fit your head.
So. Okay, well, let me just get one thing clear. I would never put a helmet on this hair. Okay, I just would never do it.
Well, the mark of really good hair, Phil, as we've noted before, is your ability to put
no. The back.
Wrong.
Yes, it is
the ability to put a helmet on, take the helmet off, and still have good hair.
That is
a mark of great
but
hair.
But also what's very important is while the helmet is on, what's showing in the back, you know, if it looks good back there. You know, like in the 90s?
Like a mullet?
In the 90s, it was like full and lush back there. Now you just don't see too much. But you got to have a nice neckline.
Trimmed up.
Fresh one, yeah. Get a fresh cut before the game.
The back of the hair, when you're not wearing a helmet, as you tweeted.
It's also very important for press conferences.
Yep.
If when you're doing our type of things, you got to have a nice, tidy neckline.
You never know. Yeah, and the cowlick's got to be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So we should mention Ben Swanson is here in studio. You referred to his t-shirt.
I already mentioned it.
Yeah, but how's it going, Ben?
That's great. You know, camp is here. We're outside a lot more.
And you're camping, right, during this?
Yeah, me and my easels and my oil paints.
Yeah, you're a big
There's some riffraff outside the studio here as we're recording.
We need to have a camera going the other way, though.
Our good friend Mike Kliss, I think, is trying to distract
us.
Yeah, distracting us out there.
Yeah.
Security.
Yeah. They'll have him removed from the premises a little bit here. But yeah, camp is the ramp up period is completed.
The ramp to camp
is done. Friday is the first open practice for fans to come out and attend. Hopefully you got your tickets.
Yep. Otherwise, do not show up.
Do not show up. You cannot show up without a ticket.
Phil will be out there turning people
away. I'm going to be out there. And I did hear a rumor that there might be some Neutral Zone stickers being passed out if you come out to camp.
If you have a ticket.
With a ticket, yeah. No ticket, forget about it. Yeah.
Stickers. We used to send those out, right?
Well, now you have to come and get it.
Postage prices
these days. Yeah, that's a new It's a new sort of policy.
I think that was in the fine print for the tickets. If you come out to camp,
it was in the free ticket,
you get a sticker.
Yeah.
We got to find those.
Yeah, exactly. So we're excited about it. It feels like expectations have sort of been set for this Broncos team now.
We'll
talk about that a little bit here today. You know, a lot of talk about playoffs around here through the ramp-up period, Eric. We're going to talk about the expectations.
Okay.
Okay? And then we also heard from Javonte Williams.
Oh.
We'll talk about what are some, like, reasonable sort of things we can expect from him.
Also called expectations.
We're going to talk about team expectations, and we're going to talk about Javonte expectations.
We're going to talk about things you can expect.
We're going to talk about some Javonte.
Only there is a word for things you can expect.
Predicting. Yeah. We're going to predict the future with Javonte.
33 on the field.
Expect. Number one in your hearts.
That's right.
That's of course.
He was looking chiseled, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
With just the t-shirt?
And kind of like Ben, whoa, kind of like Ben chiseled. Swanson.
Yeah. You sculpt him, Swanson?
We've been in the gym together.
Yeah. I mean, he was a physical specimen even as a rookie, but you're just coming out of college. You haven't had the time in the weight room. Javonte Williams now.
Of course, has done a lot of heavy back squats. Yeah. He's taking it seriously.
Yep. No, that guy, you look like if you try to hit him, you just bounce off him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Got it.
Phil couldn't hit anybody.
I could hit him.
He wouldn't hurt anybody.
I'd hit him. He would hit me, though.
I just mean in your soul, you're not capable of hitting anybody.
Javonte is not the kind of person who likes to elude the tackler.
Are you a lover or a fighter?
Both. Yeah.
I think perfect.
All right, what are you?
A fighter.
I think I'm a little bit of both.
I want you to love how much you want to fight me.
Yeah, there you go.
That is the essence of this podcast.
So let's talk about those two things. How about that? Expectations. Great expectations for this team and for Javonte.
Yep.
How about that? Eric, of course, this is an interactive show. The last couple of shows, not interactive.
Not
but this,
interactive.
Yep. Tell NZ Nation how you can interact. Interact with the expectations.
Well, you could go to neutralzoneshow@gmail.com and leave an email. You could leave a voice message at 707-NEUTRAL. Ben Swanson, he'll listen to it. He'll send it to us. I think he sent one this week.
I did. I passed it along.
Oh, really?
Cut this part out. You can tweet at us directly on Twitter at Eric Dalala with an A, at Phil Milani with a PH, or you can X at us. What do you do now?
I think you X.
You X at us.
Yeah.
You still on Threads or not really?
Of course I am.
Yeah. You can go to Threads and follow at Broncos Phil Milani.
I think it's just at Phil Milani.
Maybe do both.
Yeah. Could be nice.
Or, Phil, one of the things you could do is go to the Broncos official YouTube page. You got to sort through all the countdown to camps because there's been a lot of really nice content.
Oh, gosh. If you haven't watched all of them, I suggest you stop what you're doing and watch all of those.
Yeah.
There's 8 of them, and it'll get you ready for Friday's practice.
If any of them are out of date.
They're not.
Yep.
It's evergreen content.
I find that hard to believe. But, Phil, you could go to the Neutral Zone on YouTube. Take a listen.
Yeah.
Take a little
gander. It's one of our favorite ways to do it.
And leave a comment, and we'll read them right here on the air, which is what you're going to do
right now. I think the last episode we dropped last week, there was a little bit of friction between the three of us. We were talking about, like, what Ben Swanson is to us. Like, if you're my everything, what's he? You know, J. Prez Bronk, one of our friends, just says Swanson is trying to break the boys up a little bit and create some competition.
I would never.
What would you say?
I would never. We're a throuple.
Yeah, I agree. Dominic Cavazos goes, dang, they got right into football. The haters can hate less today. Personally,
not today.
Personally, I only watch the intro, so it's just a short pod today. And he says,
pod.
Boys with a Z.
The Z?
Yep. That's our guy, Dominic Cavazos.
You're going to love today's episode.
Yes, the haters will be hating here. So, Tim Bruggerman, 303. Okay. Where do you see Drew Sanders playing this season? The pressure player. I believe he's a pressure player.
Probably Denver.
No road games.
Denver. You know, where did the Broncos play this year?
Yeah, Chicago a little bit.
Miami. We've heard he's going to be an inside linebacker.
That's what we heard.
And you would expect maybe at the beginning, maybe a sub package type guy, maybe get him on the field on third downs if he can.
Rusher?
Yeah.
Is that what you would call him or no?
Sure.
Or do you think he'll be playing special teams, or do you think he's going to be a special teams guy?
You're a rook. You got to play special teams.
Yeah.
Unless your name is Pat Surtain.
Then he's returning, right? Or no?
But potentially.
Maybe. Who knows?
But he's not a rookie. You know that, right?
I know he's not a rookie.
So.
Oh, yeah. So you think everybody else is going to be a rookie there, and then he'll also be out there with them. Is that what you're saying? If you're a rookie, you're playing unless you're Pat Surtain.
Uh-huh.
Oh, because he didn't play as a rookie.
There you go. You got there.
That could have been construed as also, since he's not a rookie, he's the only one who's not a rookie who will be playing. You see what I'm saying?
Not if you listen to the words in the order they're in. Then it doesn't mean that.
Okay. But if Drew Sanders will be out there. Is what you're saying.
I would think he'll play special teams. Okay. He's a rookie.
Yeah, but Pat's not. Makes a lot of sense. The way you guys are talking. And then the last one is from Devin 2719. What position group do you think Denver is the best at all time? All time. What position group do you think Denver is the best at? Devin says safety for the Broncos. Atwater, John Lynch, Dawkins, D. Stew, T.J. Ward, Justin Simmons.
You got to say quarterback, right?
I think so.
John Elway and Peyton Manning.
Those are two of the best of all time.
That's enough, right?
Yeah.
You got two Hoffs?
I think so. I think the quantity is not as high as that safety, but...
That's true.
Yeah. I think you got to go quarterback.
If you ask me. Yeah. I agree.
So, all right. So some good comments there.
Really nice.
Some of the best. Yeah, that was funny. That was good.
It's a good.
Yeah, that's some good
podcasting.
Let's dive into our first topic then. Expectations for the Broncos this year, Eric. A lot of talk about playoffs around here so far, which has been interesting because all offseason, the team has sort of shied away from talking about expectations for the season. Didn't want to make it about, you know, talk, that kind of thing. And we even heard this week from DJ Jones. He's not talking about what he's hoping for this season. He's just laying bricks and he's chopping wood with Swanson.
In our flannels.
You borrowed your flannel.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You guys were out there.
We had this discussion in the office, Phil. Do you stack the bricks to put the wood inside or are you?
I think you chop wood first, personally.
Chop wood first.
Yeah, personally.
Okay. Maybe people can chime in. Let us know. Do you chop wood first or stack bricks first?
I think you stack the bricks.
What if you stacked wood and chopped bricks?
Yeah, you could do that too.
Wouldn't it be
too much. Yeah.
Wouldn't be helpful. Too much.
Yeah. But it does seem like now a lot of talk about playoffs, Eric. And, you know, when I look around the AFC, there's a lot of talent. We were talking about it today. Just it seems like every team has a few weapons that you're afraid of. You know, there's no gimmies in the AFC for sure.
No, there's not kind of these teams that you just know you're going to beat and beat badly. Even the teams that have struggled have young quarterbacks that have a chance to make something happen. I mean, you think about like a Houston, for example, who the Broncos will face later this year. Obviously, they had a tough 2022, but they now have a quarterback.
They had two of the top three picks, right?
Yeah. So, you can't count out anybody. Listen, I kind of... You know, the playoff thing obviously has popped up. Javonte Williams said he doesn't care about individual goals. It's about, he said every year, I want to win a Super Bowl. He said that every year. That's not a kind of a new thing or dependent on, you know, one thing or another.
That's what everybody's hoping to do. Right?
Yeah, of course.
You know, if you're being honest.
But I look at what owner and CEO Greg Penner said the other day, which is that the goal is to put a better product on the field that fans can be proud of. And I think you could hear that and be like, oh, well, he didn't say 9 wins, 10 wins, playoffs. But in Denver, if you don't win football games and compete for a playoff berth, fans are probably not going to be proud of that effort. So because I think he knows the standard that Broncos fans have, and the and what that means when he says that, that he wants fans to be proud of the team they're watching, because that's a high standard there.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think that you want to be playing meaningful games in December. You know, you want to be in the mix, at least, you know, late in the season, so that, you know, you're just like, okay, this team played really well and was competitive in every game, looked like they were ready to go for every game. You know, I think that's what it means to be a product that fans are proud of, you know. Certainly not, you know, what we saw, some of the things that you saw last year, you know, with fans, you know, being upset, leaving games, counting down the play clock, those types of things.
Low attendance numbers.
Yeah. I think lower. That if you are competitive and in the mix and, you know, at least fighting for a playoff spot that final week of the season, I think that's something that you're proud of. And I think that fans want to obviously be in the playoffs. They want to win the division. You know, they want those types of things. And I think that on paper, Eric, there's no reason why this football team shouldn't be that.
No, I mean, we've talked a lot, Phil, over the last several years since we've started this podcast. Really good teams win football games that they're supposed to win. And bad teams let those games slip away. And yeah, even if they don't lose all of them, there's a game here or there that you look back and you say, gosh, we needed to win that football game and we should have won that. And that's what killed us. And I think having Sean Payton here and the attention to detail, the accountability, all those things that we've heard about, you know, focus on situational football, all those things lead me to believe. Yeah, detail oriented. And then what you saw in New Orleans leads me to believe that the Broncos will win football games you're supposed to win. And when you do that, you're going to put yourself in a position, even if you just split or even go, you win one of every three of these so-called tough games or toss-ups or ones that you're not supposed to win. You win the football games you're supposed to win, you're going to be in a good spot. And I think, like you said, Phil, the Broncos are certainly talented enough. I don't think last year was a talent issue, despite even all the injuries. There were just times where you didn't see the Broncos make the play that winning teams make. And we heard Justin Simmons say the other day that Sean Payton's initial message to this team was, we've got to find ways to win.
Yeah.
And the number one thing is about winning.
Winning.
And Phil, we've talked before, this team, I think in the past, has found ways to lose football games.
Yeah.
And you've got to find ways to win games. And that's what helps you meet those expectations.
And I think that I'd be surprised if the Broncos like just sort of laid down in any game this season. You know, I like one of the things that Sean was saying this week. He was asked about DeMarcus Ware, because DeMarcus is being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame next weekend. So understandably, you know, you get asked about him. And Sean Payton was there in Dallas when the Cowboys drafted DeMarcus. Anyway, he told a little story where he was the head coach of the Saints at this point, getting ready to play Dallas. He thought that DeMarcus was going to be out that week. You know, the injury report seemed like DeMarcus was going to be out. They didn't spend that much time in the meeting room talking about...
Was that a watch ready for kickoff?
Yeah, maybe they didn't watch ready for kickoff. That's true.
You would have had him right. Like if you were doing the Cowboys Saints games,
yeah,
you would have had it.
That would have been one of the topics for sure. No doubt about it. Yeah. But he was like, we didn't really focus too much on it. And DeMarcus goes out there, has a sack, has a fumble. And it's interesting that Sean like remembered this specifically. And then he said a few weeks later when they're playing in the Super Bowl, they didn't make that mistake because Dwight Freeney, there were some injury concerns there, but they were up until 2 a.m., Sean said, getting ready for what to do with Dwight Freeney.
Then he played,
but they were ready for that.
They were ready.
So, like, those kind of, first of all, the fact that he remembered specifically, like, that situation with DeMarcus was really interesting to me. But also, this coaching staff is going to be up at 2 a.m. getting ready to go against specific players. You know, that type of thing. I don't know, just the way he talked about it made you feel like this team's going to be prepared for anything. You know, like, didn't you get that sense a little bit that, like, the way that he prepares for games, it's like, I was just like, God, they really do think about every single thing, and they spend a lot of time in meetings worrying about stuff.
Yeah, and
I just like the way he's talked about it. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think he knows what you need to be worried about. I think when you have coaches, you know, coming in for the first time, or, you know, even just trying to feel things out, certain coaches who haven't won at the highest level. Sometimes there's a question of like what matters and what's important. And we've seen Sean Payton talk about everything's important, but certainly there are some things you've got to focus on, some things you've got to prioritize, and he's got a good sense of that. And I think that's why there's this belief. We heard Greg Penner say the cult, you can feel that the culture is different. And they brought him in and said, oh, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. You can say no matter what happens this year, that's changed. I mean, there's a very different feeling here than there was for really the last several years.
Yeah.
And so having that presence is important. And now you got to go out there and like DJ Jones says, you got to stack bricks or chop wood or do whatever you want.
Yeah, you chop.
And you've got to now do that again and again and put yourself in position to win football games.
Yeah, DJ ultimately said that the work is going to speak for itself.
Yeah.
So you put in the work now, you make those deposits, and then later in the year, if you need to make a withdrawal, it'll be right there for you.
When do you do that? You got to leave it in there for a little bit.
Get some interest going. Yep. Yeah. You know, let some passive bricks just stack themselves.
Yep.
And then maybe later in the year, if you need one.
Compounding bricks?
Yeah, exactly. It's important to start now. That way, in a few years, there's going to be a lot of bricks in there.
Be enough bricks for your kid to go to college.
That's exactly. If it's the right type of account,
yep,
you can get some really good benefits that way. Yeah, so you put those bricks and put some wood in there. It'd be nice.
Before you know it, you're ready to play Settlers of Catan or whatever it is.
That's not Swanson? How Settlers of Catan.
I'm not super familiar with the game.
Swanson goes out there and does it himself.
Yeah. The neighborhood Monday nights at Swanson's house. Settlers of
Catan.
It's Settlers of Catan.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah. It's a fun game, actually. I have played that. It's a fun game. It's not as dorky as it
is. I didn't say it was dorky.
Well, there's like some eye rolling.
There was?
Who?
I think there was eye rolling going on.
No.
If you ask me, there was eye rolling, but it is Settlers of Catan. So, okay. NZ Nation, don't worry. I got your back.
You think they play that?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah. Anyway, I think that for expectations, Eric, what it ultimately will come down to is a lot of pressure on Russell Wilson, I think. And so, you know, if...
We made it 25 minutes.
How long are we in on before we started talking about Russ?
I'm proud of you.
That's our guy. Yeah. And, you know, that's what... ultimately, it's going to come down to if Russ plays really well this year, this team could do anything it wants. You name a thing it wants to do, it can do it. Yeah, you just name a thing.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You have Russell Wilson?
He was first team All-State. Put the ball wherever he wants.
It's impressive. Yeah. No, I mean, I agree with you. Quarterback play is ultimately what it comes down to. And
I think so.
When you have these really good teams, then the offensive line, then your talent at receiver, your defensive line,
nice.
those are going to separate you from separate the really good teams from each other. But to get into that category of really good teams, you've got to have good quarterback play.
Yeah. And you look at the AFC, it seems like every good quarterback in the NFL plays in this conference.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like that.
Well,
Jalen
Hurts is very good.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Yeah, Hurts, Cousins. That's
Dak.
Dak is in the NFC.
Stafford.
Yeah, but he's not like. I mean, I'm talking about Trevor Lawrence and Josh Allen and Patty Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, as we're recording.
Who knows? Cart came out onto the practice
field. Calf injury,
and he got onto it, and it took him away.
He was carted off.
Yeah. Carted off sounds like, oh, my God. But it could be.
My gosh.
Gosh.
You've got to come away for that is a nicer.
Huh?
Took him away is a nicer way of putting it.
He was never seen again.
A motorized vehicle came on.
Took him away.
And it just whisked him away.
What?
What's the right word?
Whisked.
Whisked. That's what I said.
That's what he said.
That is what I said, but then you made me doubt it. Yeah, I said whisked.
They said whisked.
Then I was like, oh, God, is it not whisked? And then I was like, I'm pretty sure I've been saying whisked all my life. And then I was like, oh, but it's very possible.
I can't hear the K in there.
whisked Kirk Cousins.
That's better.
Yeah.
Cousins is a C.
Yeah, but Kirk.
Yeah. Two Ks.
Two Ks right in there. Kirk Cousins.
Yep. Whisked.
Whisked. I think that the top tier quarterbacks, if you personally were going to do the Eric Dalala tier system,
yep,
the top ones would all be in the AFC.
Yeah, probably. So Mahomes, Burrow.
Hurts is like the only guy who's like in the prime of his career in the NFC, who's like top.
You don't like Dak.
Well, I just think that we're talking about a little bit, little bit higher. Oh, he's in Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think.
CJ Stroud.
Derek Carr?
He's in New Orleans, yeah. That's true.
What are you trying to get me to do here?
By saying these names. I'm just talking about...
Who's in Carolina?
Jared Goffman playing well.
The first overall pick is in Carolina.
Luke May plays for Carolina.
This is a different level.
Bryce Young,
that's true.
What? You're looking at
Daniel Jones?
Yeah. Daniel Jones had a very nice year last year. I think that he could be.
Well, we're talking about different tiers.
Just naming guys now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, Russ, you know, I think if he plays well, this team can do anything.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what the expectation is going to. We'll, of course, hopefully hear from Russ pretty soon here.
I hope so.
We'll hear from him pretty soon here. That's a normal way to talk. let's talk about another guy who could help out Russ, Javonte Williams.
That's a nice little transition.
That's what I sort of get paid to do.
Yeah, Javonte, not even 10 months removed from the injury here. He's already back out there cutting, running hard.
I liked when they said, hey, how long did they tell you when you first got hurt? Was it like 12 months? And he goes, I forgot that.
So long ago.
I forgot it. Yeah. He didn't listen to that. He said, I'm on my own time frame.
No rearview mirror.
No. And he healed up nice. Seems like he's doing well out there.
Yeah, the first day of practice was a big confidence boost. He's running through these holes. Doesn't have any thoughts about his knee as soon as he gets out there.
He said right now it's mostly mental.
Yeah.
Which if he thinks it's mostly mental, that means the physical part is probably all good.
Yeah, not as much as the mental.
Yeah. Well, he said it's all mental, I think.
Oh, all mental. Well, now you're changing your story.
I think he said it's... Did I say mostly mental?
You are.
I'm mental. But yeah, that's good. I mean, to get out there, get knocked around a little bit. Of course, they don't have their pads on yet.
No, but he said...
That'll probably be in the next...
He said he's been cleared for contact.
Yep.
We know they're going to ease him in a little bit. Some off days, some limited days.
You can be smart with him, yeah.
But...
Hopefully there's not too much inflammation.
That'd be bad.
That would not be good.
He said right now, sometimes a little sore, but he said nothing that impacts me and it's gone by the next day.
Yeah, that's good. That's kind of like when I do yard work and they're like, how's the back feel? And I'm like,
gone by the next day.
It's mostly mental at this point. Hopefully it'll be gone by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just see what happens. I'll ice it. Recovery. Get in the tub.
It's important.
Yeah. He said that the hardest part about the whole thing was the first couple of months when he couldn't really walk. His parents had to come in and stay with him. He said that was hard for him because he's an independent, you know, he likes to do things for himself.
Went to the University of North Carolina.
Who else went there?
That's gross. Use the cough button.
Yeah, please. Are you all right?
Michael
Jordan did go there.
Me and Michael Jordan.
That's it.
Same breath.
That's it. Wow.
Small school.
But yeah, nice to see him back out there. And I think they talked about, okay, how much of a role do you think you're going to play in this offense?
Yeah.
Eric, hey, do you feel like this is going to be a really heavy run offense? And he was like, well, they'll have to adjust and we'll see come game time. You know, if the run's working, then we're going to be a run offense, which is a good answer.
That's it. It is a good answer.
It's a good answer.
And, you know, I would be surprised at this point, you know, knock on wood that he stays healthy, everything goes well, but you would kind of expect at this point he's going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, there would have to be some sort of setback, knock on wood that doesn't happen, but everything indicates he's going to be a big part of this offense. I'll admit, Phil, I've had my moments of skepticism.
Yeah, you know,
we talked all off season, and many people around the league are like, oh, the Broncos are getting Javonte Williams back. That's going to be great. And, you know, love Javonte, nice guy. Was always hoping for this, but you just kind of wonder, oh, is a guy going to be the same right after an injury like that? Or is it going to take a little bit more time? I mean, we saw Bradley Chubb come back from an ACL tear, and it took a little, there was kind of a setback.
It took some time.
You know, obviously Cortland, when he came back, it wasn't quite the same right away. And we'll see, it's early, right? But from what I've seen from Javonte so far, still got the burst, still got the physicality, looks like he's in great shape. I mean, my expectations have certainly risen a little bit in terms of what I think Javonte can do in year one, you know, after coming back from this injury.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he didn't go on, you know, PUP or anything like that to start, that was a good sign that the team is on the same page as him, it seems like, that he should be ready to go. Now, I do think there's still some steps, you know, getting tackled and taken down to the ground, playing in a stadium with fans and a game type situation. That'll be a little bit of a step here. And I think the thing that is important to remember with ACLs is that everybody is sort of different. You know, Adrian Peterson.
Maybe just remember that for everything.
That is true. We're all different, but we're all the same, you know, if you think about it.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a Sesame Street book that I read.
The book? Most
yeah. A book.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. And you don't have any
children.
It says
we're all,
who taught you how to
we're
do
all
that?
Different, but we're all the same too.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it
it's
is
a good message.
Nice. Yeah, it's kind of nice. Like it has a picture of like everybody's nose on there, and then everybody's nose looks a little different.
Yep.
But then the next page, it's like, but we all use it to smell. And you're like, wow.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah. So it is interesting. Yeah. But I would say like Adrian Peterson came back right away.
Yeah.
He got hurt. Boom. He was back in like, I think it was 2 months.
Yeah, I think that's factual.
It felt like that.
Don't fact check that, yeah. Swanson.
But then, like, some other guys, you know, like, I think in Denver, a lot of people, when they hear ACL, talk about Jamal Murray. And that took a little while. Yeah. Yeah.
Or you think about Terrell Davis, right?
Think about Terrell Davis. That was different time, though.
Yeah.
I don't think at that time they knew as much about ACL.
About knees.
About knees. They didn't. I mean, they just didn't.
Yeah.
There was a time where if you tore your ACL, you were just done. That was it. That was like, they don't even try to come back from it.
That's true.
You know, so.
Yeah, Jamal took a long time.
Yeah, but so I just think that everybody sort
different
of
sport.
Comes back a little bit different. You would think that or at a running back, there would be a lot.
Yeah, a lot of cutting.
A lot of traffic around your knees, a lot of cutting, a lot of changing direction, you know, a lot of jumping. You know, you got to hurdle some guys.
Yeah.
So stiff arming. You're putting a lot of pressure on your knee.
Maybe you do the Antonio Brown, step on the guy's face mask.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Yes, when you jumped over the guy. Yeah. Was that the punter he did that
to?
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Huber, I think.
Yeah. That was
it. You don't need to check it. It's correct.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, it's right. We've got the encyclopedia here. It's Eric. The internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
He suffered a broken jaw.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Not so cool anymore, huh, Eric?
Not for him.
No.
To watch, it was still cool.
Yeah. So I think that we hope that he continues to make that progress there. And then if he is the same Javonte, watch out.
Because he'll come get you.
He's coming for you. But then if not, also Samaje is right
there. Yeah, Samaje, good player. You know, you got a Jaleel McLaughlin. Got the speed there, and maybe a sneaky guy to watch is someone who can make the roster. Tyler Batty. Swanson, fact check on the pronunciation.
Beatty.
That's what I said.
Tyler Batty.
Yeah. He's a good player. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how they split up these carries.
Yeah.
But Javonte, certainly we know he's capable of hitting that 1,000-yard mark if he gets the opportunities here. I mean, what, 900 as a rookie when he had the same number of carries as Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, so we don't know if he's capable of hitting 1,000.
Well, that he had 900. Well, splitting the carries. I saw it in college.
Oh, got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I check. I don't know if that's true either.
I don't know because he
saw him do it in high school. You ever been to his hometown?
I have been there. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Wallace Rose Hill.
Yep.
North Carolina.
Wallace is one town, and Rose Hill is another town.
Yeah, and then the high school is right there in the middle.
The more you know.
Yeah, that's true. There's a nice water tower there. He has a horse.
Yep.
Yeah. He has a horse.
I'm excited to see him out there. I think if he is at his best, it brings a whole another element to this offense that I've just kind of been wondering about. You know, we've talked so much about the run game and the offensive line being better and the focus of this team and Chris Manhertz being a blocking type, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Brought in a fullback.
Fullback. But I've just wondered, is there that explosive, dynamic talent at running back? And if Javonte's healthy, there absolutely is. He talked about watching Alvin Kamara's film.
Said he watched every game that Kamara's played in.
In Cortland and Jerry are watching football. Michael Thomas. A lot of Saints film watching going on.
So it seems like the Broncos now have two Michael Thomases and one Alvin Kamara.
That would be good.
I think that would be good.
That would be really
That's a good idea.
It's like 300 catches.
Yeah, that's like a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah.
Points.
Points are good.
Points mean usually mean winning. Wins. Yeah. Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he also talked about running behind the offensive line, and he said that he was excited about running them behind this new revamp line. And he was like, there's one of them right now. And it was Garrett Bowles walking off the field.
Wow.
Garrett Bowles back.
That's
from
the
injury.
Sort of information you can only get if you listen to an R like you.
Yeah. I was there. I observed it. And yep. I made a note. I was like, makes joke.
Ben Swanson was upstairs in his cozy Garrett little Bowles office. He wouldn't
you
know.
Had
he would
a
never
nice
know.
Lemonade, or what were you drinking at that point? You had the fan on.
Don't
you?
Don't answer that. The fan. We don't know. We don't listen to that.
Like a Mister, like in a fan. Go on.
The Mister who? The Mister.
No, I don't think so.
Mister me with that joke. Miss me.
I did hear the joke.
Oh, you did. You heard that?
I did hear a joke. There goes one right now.
There goes one.
But you didn't know who it was.
No, but I figured out that was probably one of the offensive linemen.
Well, how did you do that? That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, there goes one of them right now.
Could have been. It could have been our good friend, Sir Lloyd Cushenberry III.
It's true.
Yeah,
he's quick.
He's quick, according to DJ Jones, and intelligent.
Yep.
Would you rather be quick or intelligent?
Intelligent.
Yeah, I think that that's better. But
what is it like
quick
being
is
either?
Good too. Yeah. Yeah. So good. I set myself right up. I should have just laid the carpet out for you there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I put it on a tee.
There we go.
That's
good.
Right? Yeah, there you go. All right. Anything else about Javonte?
I don't think so. Excited to see him play. Good. You like to see the good guys get rewarded and have success. And we like Javonte.
We do like
Javonte. We're rooting for him.
Yeah.
Not just because. He's on the Broncos.
No, he's a good guy.
Good guy, Javonte.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
And despite his alma mater, we still.
Yeah, because you're, of course, a Duke fan.
Well, no, most of the people, the people you work day in, day out with who are from Carolina, just. Kind of,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who went to Carolina or who are from Carolina?
No, from good.
From good.
Went bad.
Went bad.
Got it. Does that kind of even out if they're from Carolina and then went to Carolina?
Oh,
so you're like sort of
you're just kind of nothing.
Just sort of
perfect. Yeah, I'm nothing.
It all comes back to Swanson being nothing. It's nice. Bookends. Yeah. Bookends.
Yep. No, we like Javonte.
That's true. We do like Javonte. Yeah. He's kind of like Swanson from Carolina.
Went to Carolina.
Mm. Yeah.
What are you saying about him?
That's true. Oh, no, I said Javonte was the exception.
We were trying. Eric, any shout-outs to get to here today?
Oh, my shout-outs would be redacted, I think. I'm trying to think of anybody who's not embattled that I can shout out.
Of course, Liz Gerald.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Of course. I'd like to make a correction.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
When we looked up the Kevin Huber, it auto-filled and it looked like
was I wrong?
He was injured on a different... Antonio Brown punt return.
How do you know which one I'm talking about?
Well, he said he was kicked in the face. He was not kicked.
No, this is the one where he stepped on his face.
Yeah, that would be Spencer Lanning of the Browns.
Okay, we don't have the rights to this footage.
Swanson's going crazy.
Written consent.
Authorized. Yeah.
Please don't do that, Swanson.
Whatever. I think this is the one you're doing.
Yeah.
All right. Can't confirm because we couldn't see the video.
Yeah.
Spencer Lanning, we're sorry that we stole your spotlight there.
I got to go back and look up what happened to Kevin Huber.
Yeah. Yeah. The file on your computer for the Huber.
Yeah.
Gotta adjust that, correct that, and add to it. Yeah. How about a shout out to DeMarcus Ware?
Yeah, going to the Hall of Fame.
Maybe we'll talk more about him next week.
Next week, that could be really nice. That'd be more appropriate.
Yeah. A rare double shout-out.
If anybody's deserving of a double shout-out, it's...
Shout-outs are where you separate the little kids.
The little kids from the little boys. Yeah.
Classic DeMarcus quote.
Yeah. Maybe we should pull out some of those.
Yeah, maybe next week, some of our favorite...
DeMarcus quotes. Some funny ones over the years.
We'll see if we do that.
I bet we could do that. I think
we could.
In my head, I think I already have that somewhere. So
you don't have to do any extra work. That's nice.
Yeah, it might actually happen. So it could be nice. Yeah. Any other shout outs?
Anything else?
Anybody?
Shout out to CU for going to the Big 12.
Oh, yeah. We coming to the Big 12.
Somebody said Dion put the whole university in the transfer portal.
That's good.
I haven't seen that. That's really good. Yeah, that's really nice. I like that. Yeah, you know, I think that I'm a little bit, on one hand, I'm a little bit sad that the Pac-12, the state of everything going on there. Of course, USC and UCLA leaving. You know, that's just a lot.
There's a lot wrong with college football right now. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I think that that's true.
People get fired.
I just don't like seeing rivalries lost.
Is it a rivalry with USC if CU never won?
Well, the thing is, like, when CU left the Big 12 and went to the Pac-12, it was like, oh, who's going to be the rival in the Pac-12? Like, and then over time, you try to, like, build some of those things up, and then
did they change back.
I would say in basketball a little bit, you know.
USC's a rival in basketball.
They made a lot of rivals, I think. I think Oregon with Dana Altman there, a little bit of a rivalry. Arizona, rivalry there.
Enfield.
And then USC too, yeah.
So are you regaining any rivalries? So Tad just likes rivalries. Big 12?
Going back.
Well, Nebraska's gone.
Nebraska's gone. Yeah, so you're like, oh, you're already gone.
Big rivalry with UCF probably.
Yeah, the Big 12 is kind of crazy now, huh?
Yeah.
We went over the schools in the Big 12 the other day.
Yeah, I remembered almost all of them.
It's hard to remember all of them.
Cincinnati is one we missed.
Cincinnati. You, of course, missed an original school, Baylor.
Baylor, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Cincinnati. BYU is in the...
Yep.
I didn't know that, you know. It's an interesting conference.
We can go to Provo.
Yeah, it's beautiful there, actually.
Is it?
The stadium is right up against the mountains right there. It's really cool.
Well.
Yeah, I covered a game there. It's nice. It's right there. Good scenery right there. That's kind of cool. Swanson, any shout outs from you?
I just want to ask, what number camp is this for you?
Oh, 11, I think. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What have you learned over that time?
You don't want to ask me?
This is 17 for Eric, right?
Yeah.
Straight.
No, he's from birth. 17 years old.
Yeah, right into covering camp. Yeah. Yeah. Well, how about for you? Are you going to share or no?
Well, Swanson didn't ask me.
Oh.
What did you say, Swanson?
What number camp is this for you, Eric? Yeah,
what number is it for you?
Oh, 10.
Oh, wow. You guys are really close.
Yeah, 11 and 10. That's just one different.
Hard to imagine this place before I was here.
I know. Yeah.
Just a lot of winning going
on. Just a lot
of winning going on.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you got here.
Yeah.
No winning.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that stuff.
That's true.
This is number 8 for me.
Yeah, that's surprising.
It went from number 4, I would say, like number 3, number 4 to 8 really fast.
Yeah. It all kind of just blends together. I do think that this is sort of a thought I have. You tell me what you think about this.
Perfect.
When you are really good and you're playing in like meaningful games, it's much easier for your mind to like recall specific moments. You're like, this happened in this game, this happened in this one. Like the moments just stick out a lot better.
Yeah.
Versus when you're not like that good, you're like, what game was that this happened? And then they all kind of just sort of like blend together a little bit, you know?
I remember the Colts game last year.
Yeah. I remember that one too. But like,
I remember several games.
Like, you know, like Caden Stearns had two interceptions in that game. It took me a second to remember, like, what game was that he did that? Forget. You know, and then you're like, Colts game. Yeah. But if that was like a huge game with like playoff implications and like both teams were really good and like, I think, and then Caden Stearns has two interceptions in that game, you're like, oh yeah, that was a Colts game.
Yeah.
You know,
like I would have a hard time that, several games last year, just a hard time being like, what even happened in that?
Yeah, exactly. It all was just sort of happened and then you just keep going. But like that Super Bowl season, like I remember the games, every like game. Sort of somewhat clearly.
Well,
you know, what happened in them and stuff.
So. Like 2017 against New England. I don't remember anything.
Yeah, you're like, what was that? Yeah.
That was a big
harder.
Blowout. Yeah, 40 something.
It was cold. That was like in December. Yeah.
It was a gloomy day.
It was. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
The weather. That kind of disproves your theory. Like,
I remember that. I think it was Tom Brady. I was like, this is the last time Tom Brady's going to play here.
And then it wasn't.
And then it wasn't. But I remember thinking that.
That's true.
Yeah. And then he came back and
won again.
Yeah, in a blowout. That's kind of weird, huh?
It's tough.
He just did that.
He's like that.
Except when it's in the playoffs.
Ooh.
Oh, snap. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I would
never see something like that. About Tom like that? Yeah.
He'll come back. He's cool. He's very cool.
What's the alternative to being cool?
I think different. I think the answer to that is different. So, all right, well, it's time to wrap up this show, I think. Yeah, we'll be back next week.
Perfect.
A little bit more of a breakdown of what's happening in camp by next week. Just think, 1 week from now, Eric, the amount of information we'll know about this team.
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, it's crazy.
It'll be much more.
Yeah.
Pads on Monday.
Pads will be on
Monday, I think.
Ooh, can't reveal that, Swanson.
It's on the website.
Or which website?
DenverBroncos.com/training camp.
Wow. It's a nice website. A nice website. It's a good URL right there.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. For Ben Swanson and Eric Dahl, I am Phil Milani. You've been listening to
The Neutral Zone.